Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our Thursday night decor short and preview show. I'm Pam. Don't think, Mr. and Miss Spend the Night guests, that you are duty-free when you drop your bags in the guest room of a family or friend's home. Rather, it has just begun. Yes, yes, yes. I have talked so much in the past week about duties, you know, about the duties of the host. And there, I'm telling you, well, there are plenty duties that seem to be on most of the show. But as guests, we also have things that we should do. So let's talk about those. I just want to make that, you know, we want to, the focus of this show is being a better guest and also how we can be invited back. That is one of the most important things because you don't want to be a one-time, you know, one-time guest at someone's house. So first, we should realize that as guests, we have duties, just as the hostess does, and we should take those duties very seriously. You know, again, as I said, if we want to get invited back, if we wanted to be waited on hand and foot, then we should have booked a room with all its services at the La Quinta Inn or the Marriott uptown. We may just have to take the silver spoon out of our mouths and roll up our sleeves to make this stay as seamless and as stressless as possible for all concerned. So here's a list to win the nomination for an Academy Award for being the best guest in the whole wide world. When this is shared at the next family gathering, you know, when the family all gets together and they talk and then it just happens, your stay just happens to come up. Others, I'm telling you what, will beg for you to stay with them. I'm telling you what. To be a good guest, we should, and here they are, here's the list. Number one, we should take all our toiletries. That includes face and body wash, shampoos, conditioners, deodorant, lotions, foot powder, painkillers, and the like. You don't want to have to do, you know, you don't want to have to, you don't have to do this. But I want to tell you, I take a face cloth, and I take a face cloth because I'm have allergies to different detergents, and I don't want to ask, okay, what kind of detergent do you use? So I always take my own. You don't have to do that, and that's really not on this list, but I wanted to just include that to let you know that if you have allergies or something that is, you know, that should be, you should pay attention to, I suggest that, yes, that you go ahead and take your face cloth. Okay, number two, adhere to all household rules. If you are a smoker and the host is not, make sure you know where and if you can smoke. If there is a no-shoe policy for indoors, you will have, you know, you're just going to have to adjust. Just make sure, just make sure your toes are not playing hide-and-seek with your socks. Number three, even if you do not make your bed at home, although I hope you would, but that will be another show, please do so as a guest. Number four, keep the room and or space that you are staying in as neat as possible with your belongings put up out of the way, especially if you're bunking in an open area, like if you're sleeping on a sleeper couch and it's in the family room or it's in the living room, make sure that when you get up, that you put your stuff somewhere where it cannot be seen. Number five, if you are used to taking long showers, think about reducing the time by 3 to 5 minutes. If there's only one bathroom with a shower, others will need to shower as well. So please be considerate. You may have to go in and come out pretty quick. Number six, no, don't invite other people to the host's house unless you have cleared it first with the hostess, with the host. Yes, I remember when my mom died and my dad, well, sometime after my mom died, my dad bought, they moved out of their home and bought a new house. And, you know, being my dad, you know, I'm going home and I'm, you know, touching base with people and, yeah, I'm in town. Come on over. And my dad pulled me to the side and he said, Pam, you know, I just want to tell you, to ask you not to invite your friends over to the house. He was concerned about his safety. And I know these are people that he's known, that we've known, the family has known for a while, you know, but I did understand his concern. And the funny thing was, I never thought about asking him. I never thought about asking him. But these are things that make us good guests. You know, don't invite other people to the host house unless you cleared it with them first. Yes, thanks, Dad. Number seven, don't leave the host hanging while you are somewhere visiting for long periods of time with someone else. If you're going to treat their house as a hotel, maybe that's where we should have stayed. Yeah. Number eight, be considerate. And I think I mentioned that just a few minutes ago. Be considerate of everyone in the house. Number nine, offer to assist with the housework. Even if the host says no, clear the table or scrape the plates or sweep under the kitchen table. It's just really a good gesture after you have meals. Number 10, never overstay your welcome. Know when it's time to leave. You know, Kenny Rogers says you have to know when to fold them. Number 11, when you do leave, check with the host as to what they would like for you to do with the linen and the bath towels and the cloths and everything that you've used during your stay. Make sure you ask and check, what would you like for me to do with this? Would you like for me to make the bed? Would you like for me to strip the bed? Check with the host on the day that you leave so that you'll know what you should do. And number 12, don't forget to say thank you before you leave. But also, with a note sent snail mail a few days after you leave, I think is a good idea. Etiquette experts say a small gift is a good idea as well. Well, you know, I don't think that's a bad idea, but I'm not sure it's needed. I will leave that up to you, but I thought I would just mention it and let you know that this was something that I found doing my research. I think the Internet, with its electronic correspondence methods and instant reply, has sent the trusty old thank you notes to the archives, and people seldom use them. But for some things, I think the snail mail thank you note is appropriate. Like after I sell one of my custom designed pillowcases or throw blankets, I sent a personal signed thank you note from me and Losi Linens because I feel my customer could have chosen another pillowcase designer, but they chose me, and for that I am grateful, and I want them to know that I am appreciative. In an article in the HGTV magazine, Daniel Seenan of the Emily Post Institute says a handwritten note lends your gratitude the weight it deserves. He suggests shooting a text right after your visit, after you leave and you get home, shoot a text and say, really, I really appreciate that. It was great. I enjoy visiting with you and staying with you. But then he says, and I agree, to follow up with a handwritten thank you note in about three days, I say 3 to 5 days, but certainly no longer than 5 days. If a guest and host have a good experience, the next time the guest comes to town, it will be a no-brainer where they will stay. I was really surprised, and I guess I should have thought about it, that when Dad moved to the new house that it just, you know, that maybe I should touch base with him and let him know that a friend was dropping by, but I just didn't because he was my dad, and I really didn't think to check with him. But that experience really did teach me that you can't even take your parents for granted. You know, you just, when you are in their home, when you have moved out and you go back as a guest, their feelings and their wants and needs should be considered as well, because they, in fact, are the host. And I did learn something from that, and I'm glad. I'm sorry that I, you know, that he had to actually pull me to the side and say that to me. You know, that it just hadn't dawned on me, but it was a learning experience, and that has never happened again. So, yeah. So think about other people when you are visiting someone else's house, and I really, really think that this Academy Award winning list is good. It has a lot of good points on it, and I hope. You know, I hope that you've learned something from this, because as guests in other people's homes, we do have duties. As I said at the beginning of the show, we just don't go and drop the bags and say, "Hey, I'm here." You know, we have to show our appreciation for the space that they've given us and enjoy their company as much as we enjoy theirs. So I hope this Academy Award-winning good guest list was helpful. If you want a recap, feel free to request it at the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page. I plan to post a few, but if you want a more extensive list, you can request a full list at the One Designer Two Ideas website. And again, I'll post all of these websites at the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page. Let me give you that address. It is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is all together. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesigner. I'm sorry, /OneDesignerTwoIdeas. I will also post the Emily Post Institute website address as well if you would like to read more about etiquette, being etiquette. So thank you so much for listening this evening. Be sure to join us on Monday night at 7:30 Central Standard Time, when we will be talking about table settings and the many options available to us. Also, I had said before that it was not going to be a decor short and preview show on Thanksgiving night. I've been thinking about that, and I may open up, just, you know, not do a full decor short and a preview show, but to say hello, because at 10 o'clock next Thursday night, we will all be winding down from our milk can supper and a cake that I'm actually going to bake too. So the kids are really excited about that. I showed my older daughter the recipe that I'm starting from scratch, butter and sugar and flour and baking powder and bacon. I'm telling you what, this is going to be a different Thanksgiving. And no more ho-hum for us, because I guess I'd been going along with, you know, been going along with our Thanksgiving meal for years until my daughters brought it to my attention that there were certain things in the meal that we've had year after year after year that they did not like. So thank you, Jamel, and thank you, Darmiel, and they have caused me to rethink Thanksgiving for our family. So We'll see how everything goes next Thursday, and I may sign in to let you guys know. So you might want to just come on back next Thursday. I think I will be here for maybe just a few minutes to say Happy Thanksgiving to all of you and to let you know how well it went, and I would hope that yours will too. So join me back here on Monday. We'll be back here at 7:30 on Monday. To talk about table settings, and then I think again next Thursday night at 10 o'clock, just to say hey and happy Thanksgiving to all of you that listen to my show. And I want to tell you, I can't send you all thank you notes, but I really, really do appreciate you guys listening to this show. I enjoy this show. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for the opportunity to present the show. And thank you guys for listening. I really do. Your comments, I take them. I love receiving and hearing the comments that you have after my shows and any questions that you may pose. And I have gotten a few questions, and I will be answering those in different shows. We have so many interesting shows coming up. So you guys stay tuned. Thank you again for joining me this evening. This is Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. While the decor short may be short in time, it will never be short on substance. Thank you again, and have a great night.